Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
New director suggests library should close on Sundays. Board agrees. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. The Campbell County Public Library is currently open from 1 to 5 p.m. on Sundays from September through May, but then closed on Sundays during the summer. But at the most recent library board meeting, the board decided to close on Sundays starting in 2024. The Gillette News Record reported, in his first library board meeting since taking his position as library director, John Jackson suggested the library close its doors on Sundays. From 2016 to 2023, the number of people visiting the library on Sundays has dropped 40%, according to library statistics. Jackson said if you had a business that had a 40% decline in patron attendance, you'd either change your business model or shut down. By closing the library on Sunday, the reference desk can be fully staffed, he said, and the programming in the children's department can be expanded. He also said that employees whose work hours have been cut from 40 hours to 35 hours a week could be brought back up to 40 if they closed on Sundays. This would also make them eligible for benefits. The library board voted unanimously in support of the change, which will take effect on January 4th, 2024. Wyoming coal mine forced to lay off 15% of workforce. Black Butte Coal Company near Rock Springs says continuing Biden administration roadblocks of a planned mine expansion has forced it to lay off 19 people this week, about 15% of its workforce. The coal company confirmed to Cowboy State Daily on Wednesday that it has laid off 19 of its workers this week. The layoffs drew the attention of Governor Mark Gordon, U.S. Senator Cynthia Lummis, and Representative Harriet Hageman, who all issued statements Wednesday blaming President Joe Biden's anti-fossil fuel policies for the terminations. Senator Lummis said, "Today we are unfortunately witnessing the tragic reality of President Biden's Green New Deal agenda, and my heart breaks for the 19 Black Butte Coal Company employees losing their jobs. Their hard work keeps the lights and heat on in Wyoming during frigid winter nights, and they deserve our gratitude." The layoffs will reduce Black Butte's total workforce by roughly 15%, from 132 to 113. Steve Gilley, mine manager at Black Butte Coal, said the layoffs are the result of the refusal from the Biden administration to allow the business to expand its operations with federal coal reserves. Black Butte originally applied with the Department of Interior and the Office of Surface Mining and Environmental Enforcement around 2014 to expand its operations. Although it received original lease approval in 2017 and a permit from the state in 2021, momentum on getting final approval to tap into the federal coal reserves and expand the mine by 963 acres stalled right around the time Biden took office. A secondary reason for the layoffs, Gilley said, is a decline in coal demand from the nearby Jim Bridger power plant, which the mine supplies. Initially, Jim Bridger's two oldest units were planned for a complete closure through Rocky Mountain Power's 2019 Integrated Resource Plan. The plan was later updated to convert the Jim Bridger plant to natural gas. According to the 2021 IRP, units 1 and 2 at the power plant would be converted in 2023. While the 2023 IRP lists a 2030 conversion date for units 3 and 4. Still, Gordon said the additional coal could be used at the Jim Bridger power plant as a part of its plan to use carbon capture and reduce overall energy prices. Gordon said, yet the Department of Interior prefers to lay off Wyoming workers rather than allow the mining of additional coal reserves within an already existing permit. Gilley said that the 19 workers will be allowed to work until mid-December and will be offered a severance package at that time. He said most of the employees were hired by the company in the last year or so, specifically in the anticipation of the expansion being approved. For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.